How many times have we forgotten to change the signals? How many times have we forgotten to change the signals? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How many times have we forgotten to change the signals? What do we tell ourselves? What do we know about ourselves? What do we think for ourselves? What are our illusions, our dreams, our goals, our desires? What are these things that make our life so exciting and so interesting? Do we forget to change the signals as we go along? Recently, we bought a jawbone. It's a gadget you put around your wrist, and it tells when you're sleeping, it tells when you're walking, it tells when you're doing all of these things in life. And if you forget to change the signal so that it'll tell when you're sleeping, then it records seemingly that you're walking, that you're not sleeping, and that you're not sleeping at all. And then perhaps if you forget to turn on the walking when you're walking and you have it on sleeping, then it records that you're sleeping longer and more than you are sleeping. Well, what is it that it works? The jawbone tells us what we are doing only if we switch it on properly. And our minds are much the same way. What we should do, but all of our life, we live what we really are. And what the jawbone records is just the symbols of what we're doing and what you're doing this moment. Now, what are you doing this moment? What sort of things are going on in your mind this moment? What sort of things are going on in your world this moment? Are you in charge of your thoughts? Are you in charge of everything that goes on in your world? Are you in charge of the attitudes you have, the thoughts that you have? Now, our jawbone records our sleeping, and it does it quite nicely. And when we wake up, we go to the bathroom or something, it records that as a wake-up time for a moment, and then back to sleep again. And it records our light sleep, when we are sleeping just gently. And then it records our deep sleep, when we are sleeping very concentratedly and very beneficially, very beneficial for our entire self. How often do we deep sleep? Well, some people deep sleep very seldom because they have so many things going through their minds. They are so active in their sleep time. And other people, they just drop right into deep sleep right away because they are content with themselves. They are at peace with themselves. They are in a world of harmony and love and joy and a world of wonder and magic. Now, can we do this without a jawbone? We've done it all of our lives without a jawbone. But the jawbone sort of reinitiates within us what we are doing. It sort of tells us what sort of attitudes we have going on in our thinking, in our way of being. And is this really what we want to do? Do we want to actually go right to sleep when we go to sleep? Do we want to settle down for a night's rest and say, I am peace. I am peace. And then be peace? What do you do when you lay down to take a nap or to go to sleep at night? Before you go to sleep, do you rummage yourself around on television? Do you run a race? Do you do active things? Do you do busy things? What sort of things do you do before you go to bed? What do I do before I go to bed? Well, sometimes I'll read a book. Sometimes I'll listen to quiet, gentle music. Sometimes I'll take a walk. Sometimes I'll watch a video. Sometimes I'll do many different things. Now, the things that I watch, the things that I do before I go to sleep, those are the things that take my attention in my dream time. Those are the things that take my attention when I am asleep. Those are the things that require me to be active or relaxed. Now, what is the purpose of sleep? Well, many doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs, they all have different attitudes about what sleep is all about. They say that sleep is a time where you figure out the problems of your day and you come to solutions. Some people say that sleep is a time when you let go and you let your body rejuvenate itself, let your body come back to its normal, wonderful self. Other people say that sleep is a time when you can dream and you can have imagination and you can go through all of your wish fulfillment. Lots of terminology comes out of dreaming. And in sleep laboratories, they find that people who can sleep, people who can allow themselves to drift off and have no concern about any problems, just drift off into a quiet peace, that they live in a healthy body. They live in a very healthy body. But it's not because these people can drift off into easy sleep, into sleep that is not troubled. It's because they live a life that's not troubled. Because during their waking hours, during their choosing hours, they're choosing a life of untroubled attitudes. They're choosing a life of untroubled expressions of themselves. How wonderful that is. And people who have those sort of feelings, people who believe in themselves, people who love themselves, people who trust themselves, these people have wonderful sleep. These people have very contented sleep. And this contented sleep that they have is a very special sleep, a very wonderful sleep. Now, do you have such a sleep? What kind of sleep do you have? Your sleep is pretty much an indication of what's going on in your day. If you are a peaceful, loving person, if you are a gentle, caring person, if you're a person who doesn't take the world too seriously, but just takes it with all the love in your heart, you'll find that you'll sleep like a baby. You'll sleep contented. Why do we say a baby sleeps so contentedly, normally? Why do we say that? Well, because a baby does not have a troubled life. A baby does not have a troubled world. Oh, sometimes the adults around them worry, and the children take on that worry, and that becomes part of their life too. But it's not the way they want it to be. They don't want to be in that worried situation. They want to be in the peaceful situation. Now, how can we have this peaceful situation, this unworried situation? Well, number one, we might think about not making ourselves so intensely interested in what's going on in the world. Just look at the world and say, all is in divine order. Can you do that? Can I do that? What a wonderful thing if we can. All is in divine order. And when I say all is in divine order, then I take my worries away from the world. I take my worries away from what's going on. I take my concern away from all these details. And I just am peaceful. And when I'm peaceful, I feel very good. I feel very wonderful when I'm peaceful. And I feel wonderful when I'm peaceful because I do not let the troubles of the world disturb me. I say, all is in divine order. And when I say all is in divine order, then truly all is in divine order, and it doesn't make any difference. Why do we forget to change the signals on our jaw phone? Why do we forget to change the signals on saying that all is in divine order? Why do we forget to do these things in life? It's because we haven't chosen to be in charge of our own life and affairs. We haven't chosen to be in charge of our dreams, in charge of who and what we are. We haven't chosen, but we can. And we can choose to be in charge of who and what we are very wonderfully, very simply, and very wonderfully, very powerfully, if we choose. If we do not forget to change the signals, And when something comes up in our life that distresses us, we say, all is in divine order. When something comes up in our life that says, we must be concerned about this, we must be very dramatically concerned about this, we say, all is in divine order. We do not let ourselves be controlled by these circumstances. We do not let ourselves be controlled by these things that are going on in our world. We are master of ourselves. As always, we are master of ourselves. And being master of ourselves, we live a peaceful, contented, happy life. We sleep well. We sleep gently. Sometimes we sleep with a terror in our heart or concern in our being. And that's only because we have allowed the appearance world to disturb us. When we can say, all is in divine order, we will sleep like a baby. When we can say, all is in divine order, we will be master of all that goes on in our life. And our jawbone that records what we are doing in our wake time and our sleep time, how many steps we've taken and how long we've slept and how well we slept. And this will all be recorded and reported in its most beautiful way, because our aim, our direction, our total impression upon our consciousness is all is in divine order. So it doesn't matter if we forget to change the signals. Who we really are always comes through. As long as we have within ourselves so strongly, so powerfully, so wonderfully, all is in divine order, then all is in divine order, and we live in that wonderful consciousness now and forevermore. Let all be in your divine order now, by your choice, as I do by my choice. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.